G'day again on this episode of Grey Matters. Laughter is the best medicine. Ben Davis with you, along with Tracy Sylvester from Seasons Aged Care. Tracy, we are social beasts. That shouldn't change, and it mustn't change as we get older.
No, Ben. In fact, the research is suggesting that things like loneliness, which is an affliction that seems to be increasingly putting its force on older people, can actually have similar or worse effects on people as things like obesity and smoking. So the health effects of people being lonely is actually really significant. I mean, if you think about it, you get married, you have children. We're talking about people who have often lasted the distance in a marriage. So you're talking about a group of people who, on the whole, have been with the same person for the better part of 50, 55, 60 years. And then all of a sudden, that person, one of them passes away, and you have the one that's left behind without any social networks, because over the years they've lost a lot of those social networks, because as a couple they've always done everything together. Their social networks have been faced around them as a couple.
Yeah.
The other thing that you see in older people as well is all their friends have passed away. And so we see that a lot in Seasons, people actually moving in, and they're actually quite depressed. And the incidence of depression in older people is quite significant. So what we try and do with people is actually restore their social connectivity, if you like, give them back some friendships, give them the opportunities to participate socially in activities that they want to participate in. And it's amazing what it does to their mental health. But the really interesting thing is what it does to their physical health. So all of a sudden, people who had lost weight because they weren't eating properly, amazingly, they start eating three meals a day, and they're laughing and they're hanging out with people who are friends, all of a sudden the health issues that they had aren't so significant anymore. People with arthritis still got the arthritis, but all of a sudden the pain from that arthritis isn't the same anymore, because they forget about that, because they're actually having fun.
Yeah, and that's why laughter is the best medicine.
Absolutely.
And it's the benefit of community living as opposed to retirement village living.
We've got a lady who lives with us who was living in a huge big brick house down the south side, and she realised, she told us that she could go days without talking to another human.
Really?
And so she came down to Seasons, she had a look around, and she said, "You beauty, this is where I want to live."
Yeah.
Now, she's probably 89, 90 now. And she says she never even had this many friends when she was married.
Wow.
So her quality of life has improved so significantly.
It's eye-opening stuff, because when you think of mental health issues for those who are aging, loneliness doesn't pop into my head. You think of perhaps the dementia or Alzheimer's kicking in, and that's it.
It's that pure loneliness. Can you imagine sitting in your house all day, every day, and going for days without talking to another human?
I couldn't.
And what that must do to your mental health, but what it actually must do to your capacity to live in the world, because over time it's a bit like if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you're not interacting with other human beings, you almost become older than you need to be, quicker than you need to be.
Tracy, it is great advice. That's why laughter is the best medicine. And remember, grey matters.